Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, Text 59. Tasvim stam ramaya sprishto ramamano ashruta smutihi tatsangadusim prapto Dasham Papayasim Prabho. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Translation: My dear friend, when you enter such a body along with the woman of material desires, you become overly absorbed in sense enjoyment. Because of this, you have forgotten your spiritual life. Due to material conceptions, you are placed in various miserable conditions. Purport: When a person becomes materially engrossed, he has no capacity to hear about spiritual existence. Forgetfulness of spiritual existence entangles a man more and more in material existence. Such is the result of sinful life. Various bodies are developed with the material ingredients because of different types of sinful activities. King Puranjan assumed the body of a woman, Vaidarbhi, as a result of his sinful activities. Bhagavad Gita clearly says, Striya Vaishya Tatha Shudra, that such a body is low-born. If one takes the shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, he can be elevated to the highest perfection, even though he be low-born. One acquires lower births when one's spiritual intelligence is reduced. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Vena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Vena Bhutale Swaya. So translation once, and in the purport Shri Prabhupada says that forgetfulness of spiritual existence entangles a man more and more in material existence. That means when a person identifies himself with this body, he comes under illusion, he forgets his real position, and he starts acting on bodily concept of life, which results into different kinds of karmas, and as per his karmas, he gets different kinds of bodies. And in this case, King Puranjan had to assume the body of woman Vaidarbhi as a result of his sinful activities. And then Srila Prabhupada points out shloka from Bhagavad Gita, that where Krishna says that Striya Vaishya Tatha Shudra, this, even though these are low born, but if they take the shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead, they can come to the highest perfection of life. So let us see that how this body gives us different kinds of illusion. And let us find out, is this body meant to give us pleasure or not? This body, as well as the things that are related to the body, if they are not giving us the real pleasure, then what is the use of working so hard for its pleasure? Let us find out what this body is exactly made of. If you closely observe, this body has got different golden pot will also be considered as contaminated. We have experienced this body gives bad odor. We try to avoid that, but still we are attached to the same kind of body. As if, like you take a black cloth piece and you try to wash it, no matter how hard you wash it, it will always remain a black. So this body, no matter how much you try to make it beautiful, since it's made up of these kinds of stuffs, it will always remain impure and it will always give these kinds of bad odors. We have experience of it, we try to avoid it, but still all the day, all the months, all the years and years together, we simply try to work hard for that. Let us say that when we are a very small child, so that before even our birth, now we are in the mother's womb, and the scriptures vividly describe the condition of a child which is there in the mother's womb, how much he has to suffer. And then after his birth, the infant baby is not able to do much. Like in initial stage, he has to lay down in the stool and urine. When the mother comes, when mother cleans it, he becomes clean. Till that point, he has to stay in those circumstances. Then he may grow little bit, and then there is a ceremony where you pierce the ears of this child, so that gives you a pain. Then you grow still little, and then you have to study. Though you may like to play all the day, but you are forced to go to the school. And nowadays, the days of vacation batches. Now, even you study 10 months or 11 months, you may get 1 or 2 days holiday, and immediately then you go for vacation batch, and then you go for regular batch, and then you go for school. Your heart may long to play all the day long, but still you have to do something against the wishes of your mind.
Stays in the corner and the children stay, and then the children, they can't get whatever is there in the plate. So the remaining is there, they just put it in the plate of the old man and they just keep that. So the body also uses the same travel and then comes to the time of the death. At the time of death, it's described like how when a person is about to leave his body, all the cough and mucus comes in the throat, the temperature rises, he is not able to speak, he is not able to express his feelings, and all the relatives, they gather around that person. So he is not able to speak, but he is able to hear what they are saying.
He may be the king of all the earth planet, but when he dies, how much land he requires for his burial or for his cremation, just few feet are sufficient. The kings, they have got so much opulence, they have a big, the golden pots, and then they take a lot of abhishek. But just one pot is sufficient to clean your body. And you will find that those kings who left all these worldly pleasures, went to forest for God realization, their names were recorded in the histories. Whereas all those kings who stayed in the kingdom enjoying material opulences, in the history there were thousands and lakhs of kings and nobody even remembers. Only few of them who left all these things and really understood what is the goal of life, their names we still remember, we glorify them. We were seeing the kings like Nahusha. He was so powerful king, now he raised himself to the heavenly planets. When Indra was absent, he was installed as a king of heavens. But because of the forgetfulness of spiritual existence, we know what happened to Nahusha. Now he had to come down to the earth planet in a very, very lower species of life. So this is what happens when one is forgetful of his spiritual existence. No matter and slowly this transcendental knowledge comes and he realizes what I have done. He remembers that when she left and I ran after her, I was not having any clothes, and like a madman I was chasing her and requesting and pleading her that please don't go away from me. Then he remembers that how when I was in her strong grip, I didn't even realize how the days and nights were passing. Like that he says that months went, years went, I didn't know how the sun was rising, how the sun was setting. And he said that I was a mighty king. King Purava was a very famous king. He was not like an ordinary person. He was not just a king, he was an emperor, he was a samrat. That means so many kings was under him. So that was his position, that he was the emperor of the whole world. And then what happened is, because he became attached to the woman, he said that I became a simply a toy in the hands of a woman. The toy has no existence of its own. Whatever the person is playing with, where he can throw it, he can use it the way he wants. So similarly, I was such a mighty king, but I became simply a toy in her hand. And he was remembering that how she just left me as insignificant blade of grass. When you go to the field, so much grass is there. You just pick up one grass, throw it away, pick up another grass, throw it away, there is no loss. So similarly, when she was leaving me, she just left as if I am worth a grass. But still, I was so attracted that I kept following. As you see that she ass is there, when the ass keeps following her, she gives a strong kick on his face. But still, this ass is so much after the sense gratification, that in spite of being kicked, still keeps following. He says, my position was like that. Then he was repenting, what is the use of an education? What is the use of austerities? What is the use of studying the religious scriptures? And what is the use of observing silence and go in a secluded place if your mind is attached to a woman or your mind is attached to the opposite sex? We have seen in Bhagavatam, like Ajamil, he was engaged in studying education, he was getting training, but still his mind got diverted just by one sin. We have seen Vishwamitra Muni, he was performing severe austerities, but somehow or other his mind got attracted, and we know the history what happened. And then, like, we may think, okay, we can hide ourselves in a secluded place. Then we have example of Saubari Muni, and he went below the water where we can't even imagine. He was such a secluded place, but still his mind got associated with the sense pleasure. So that's why this mind has to control properly. We may stay in a temple, but if we associate with the sense gratification, that means asat, that means we are associating, we are having bad association. And then Saubari Muni, he was in such a secured place, but still his mind associated with the fish, and that was a point where his downfall started. So this is how one has to understand that a mind has to be properly controlled. Then he was thinking that I was just like a bullock. You have seen the bullock, like you making work very hard, and you attach him to the bullock cart, and you put tons and tons of load on it, and you make him walk kilometers and kilometers. Or when you have to work in the fields, right from the morning he has to work. The farmer may go to take his lunch, but the bullock has to stand there at the mercy. Whenever the farmer throws some grass in front of it, he has the choice to eat. He says, this was my position, where because I was attracted to her, and I became just like a bullock. I had to be controlled by that. Then he was thinking that she was giving me so much of pleasure. I was tasting the nectar of her lips, but still I was not satisfied. He compared himself like the sense gratification, that of putting ghee in a fire. She was giving me so much of sense gratification, but so many years I never got satisfied because of that. My senses kept demanding more and more. How can fire be extinguished if you put ghee on it? And then he remembered that actually one point she herself gave me good counsel. She explained in detail what is the nature of a woman and how he shouldn't be trusting them. Even if there is a slight difficulty, she will leave. But still, I couldn't take a good advice given by my object of love. Then he was thinking that this body, whom does it belong actually? Does it belong to the friends who give pleasure to it? Does it belong to the wife who gives pleasure to it? Or does it belong to the parents who give birth to it? Or when it dies, the worms and insects, they eat it. So who is the owner of this body? Him. And this body is filled with so much of the substances which we just heard. So this is how he started repenting. And then Lord Krishna tells Uddhava that after getting this transcendental knowledge, he was able to detach himself and he attained the peace. So this point Srila Prabhupada is explaining here is forgetfulness of spiritual existence entangles a man more and more in material existence, and then various bodies are developed. So we have to have this knowledge, because if this knowledge is not there, we fall into illusion. We consider ourselves as this body, and then we get attached ourselves to the extensions of this bodies, and the whole life goes simply uselessly taking care of the bodies or trying to acquire the things which may give pleasure to the body. This is why Srila Prabhupada is explaining here is that it's very necessary that we cultivate the transcendental knowledge. Otherwise, if you go after sense gratification, gradually you will go down to the lower species of life. But at the same time, Srila Prabhupada says that, okay, if you are in lower species of life, but still if you take to the devotional service of the Lord, you will attain the highest perfection. So it's not that because we get the body of a woman or we get body of a Shudra, we get body of a Vaishya, we will be not have a facility to go back to the spiritual world. Lord Himself says in Bhagavad Gita that though the person may be of this category, but still if he takes it to the unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can achieve the perfection. We have seen in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Sutta Goswami starts speaking, the Sutta Goswami says that I was low born, I was born in the lower caste, but I heard from Sukhdev Goswami, and because of this transcendental knowledge, I got benefited. I could attain the perfection. So we say that in those days, whatever may be one's birth or whatever may be one's status, there was no bar for him getting the spiritual knowledge. And we have seen in this case of Sutta Goswami, though he was not from the high class Brahmin family, still Sukhdev Goswami did not hesitate to give him a knowledge. At the same time, the sages assembled in the Naimisharanya, when they saw that Sutta Goswami has heard from Sukhdev Goswami, so they were willing to listen from him. So they didn't see, oh, he is from lower caste, so how can we receive this transcendental knowledge? No, they saw that this person is qualified. Why is qualified? Because he has heard this knowledge from a bona fide source, so we should take knowledge from him also. And same thing we have seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, in case of Haridas Thakur. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to spread the holy name, and whom he made the acharya for spreading this holy name is Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur was born not in this Varnashrama, but he was born in the Mohammedan family. But still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him the acharya to spread the holy name, the acharya to whom all of us should be following. His example is our inspiration. And we are seeing the dealings of associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also similar. They saw this Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya also offered him the Shraddha Patra, the highest honor that is offered to the most qualified person. And we see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself went every day to Haridas Thakur's kutir to give him prasad and meet him. So by these examples we can see that how whatever may be a person's birth, why they say that this is a lower birth means there is a less facility to get the spiritual knowledge. That's why these categories are mentioned like that. But if you see the scripture, as far as Lord is concerned, He is willing to bestow whosoever is sincere will be the recipient of His mercy. So he may be born in any caste or anywhere, but still that doesn't become a bar in his getting this transcendental knowledge. Then there are some nice stories of Ramanujacharya who illustrates this principle. Like Nityananda Prabhu has told me a few stories like that. There's one story that he told me was that there was one disciple of Yamunacharya. Whenever Yamunacharya would speak, because he was born in a Chandal family, he wouldn't come and sit in the assembly. He would hide himself behind some pillar, and from there eagerly he would listen to the discourses given by Yamunacharya. And Yamunacharya noticed that this person, though he is born in such a low family, he has got such an intensity to hear the transcendental knowledge that he accepts him as his disciple. And this disciple was so sincere that once Yamunacharya becomes terribly sick and he suffers from a very deadly disease. So he goes to Yamunacharya and requests him that you are such a worldwide acharya, so your life is so precious, but since you are suffering from such disease, kindly give that disease to me. I am such a useless person. I accept your disease as Mahaprasham, and you be cured so that you can preach the holy name all around the world. And somehow or other, he also gets the disease. Yamunacharya becomes cured. And after a few years, Yamunacharya leaves his body. And after that, this disciple of Yamunacharya, he becomes very close to another disciple of Yamunacharya, that is Mahapurna, who was born in the very high class Brahmin family. So the society there, because of they were so much conservative, they couldn't understand that why these two people are having so close friendship, even though they come from different grades of the society. And when this person who was from a low family was about to leave his body, he tells his dear godbrother that now I am leaving this body, but I am such a low-born Chandal family. Please see to it that my body is not thrown to the dogs, because I have this disease, but the disease is nothing but the Mahaprasad of my spiritual master. So that has to be honored. So when this person leaves his body, Mahapurna understands the spiritual status of his. So when he performs the last rites for his dear godbrother, he performs in a way or performs the rituals of a higher caste persons, or persons that are in the category of sannyasis. So the whole society becomes very opposed, and they outcast Mahapurna, thinking that how can you perform such ceremonies for such a low-born person. So those who are devoid of spiritual understanding, they always see from spiritual scriptures point of view without understanding what is the essence of the scriptures. They simply follow rules and regulations for the sake of following them, without understanding the meaning for which we have to follow that. So all these people, they come to Ramanujacharya and they request him that Mahapurna is your spiritual master, and he is doing these kinds of activities which disturbs the social stability. So you please give us an explanation. But Ramanujacharya understands what is the position of a person who has left his body. He understands that he is such a spiritual elevated person that he deserves much more than this. But just for educating the people, he approaches Mahapurna and requests him that why he had done this kinds of thing. So that time Mahapurna, he explains from the scriptures that, see, I am not higher than a Ram who perform the last rituals for a Jatayu, and that person was left, he is not lower than a Jatayu. So by saying this, he expresses humility that Lord Ram, he is such a higher person, and still he performed the last rites for a Jatayu who was not even a human being. But what qualification Jatayu had, that he had pure devotional service. And for that purpose, Lord Ram himself performs last rites for Jatayu. So he says that his person, he was such a spiritually elevated, that if Lord Ram can do these things, I have done the small things. If Lord Ram can perform a ceremonies for Jatayu, then I am such a small person, why can't I do a person like this, such a ceremony? So this is how he explains. The understanding, the true purport of the scripture is that we have to see or evaluate a person according to his spiritual status and not according to his low birth. He may be born in any family, but if he knows a Krishna tattva, then we have to hear from him. Then there was another story that comes in the life of Ramanujacharya, that when Ramanujacharya was becoming very old, now he had to be helped by his disciples to go to the kund and take bath. So while going, he would take the help of his disciple named Dashrathi, who was high caste Brahmin. So Dashrathi would take the hands of Ramanujacharya, take him to the pond. Ramanujacharya would take his bathing, and then when he would come out, he would take the hand of Dhanurdhar, who was from a low-born family. So now what is the social custom is, like when you go and take bath and when you come for puja and all that, if you see some low-born person or touch, again you get contaminated and you have to take bath. Whereas this Ramanujacharya, he would take the helping hand of Dhanurdhar, who was not from the high caste family. So this another disciple like Dashrathi would always try to figure it out, that why is he doing like this. But by this act, he was establishing a very big principle, saying that one has to see the spiritual qualities of that person. So Dashrathi naturally asked this question, that why you do something which creates a social disturbances, or we get the object of criticism from the people. So Ramanujacharya says that it's good that you ask this question. I will explain you now certain things which will help you in your understanding. If you don't understand these things, there's no way you can go back to the spiritual world. He says as an introduction that we are born in a high class family, so naturally there is a tinge of material pride comes in our heart, that we have a higher birth. Whereas you see the situation, those who are born low, they are naturally humble and they are naturally happy whatever they get. So though you may be higher, born in a higher family, in one sense that's a disadvantage. Then he said that we are always identifying ourselves with the caste. We say, I am from such and such caste. Then we say that we give our gotra. And the people have a great pride saying that I am from this gotra. And we always keep repeating those things. Whereas these simple people, these low-born people, they consider themselves as the servants of Krishna and servants of devotees, which is a dasya. They identify their caste as a dasya caste, which is at such a high identification. And they always say, well, their gotra is Achyuta gotra. So you see, like you maybe identify yourself because of high birth, the caste and a gotra, whereas these people identify themselves with the highest ultimate thing. Then he says that because we are born in Brahmin family, we study Sanskrit, then we study Upanishads, and then our position is like, now we keep chewing the sugar cane and we get some juice. We keep chewing this grammatical rules of Upanishads and all that. Whereas these people, they don't understand this Sanskrit and all that. They simply chant and taste the sugar candy of holy name. They don't have to break their teeth studying the scriptures. and go through these difficulties, they straight away get the essence and are happy with that. Then he says that, like, ours is like a night. Now we have to study all these Vedic scriptures and then prove everything by logic and so many ways, as if we are grappling in the darkness. Whereas these people, they simply take Bhagavad Gita and one shloka of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharma Parityajam, and the whole thing, they follow the essence of the all Vedic literatures in understanding few things from the Bhagavad Gita. So their life is like daylight. They don't have to take the headache of establishing so many things and come to those conclusions. Then it says that our heart, we follow so many, we have to understand that he was speaking in those centuries. So all those Brahmins, they would follow all these achmans and gayatris and these things. So it says, because of this caste, now we keep following these rituals. And it's like a stone. And we had to do all these things. It's a stone-like thing. Whereas these people, it's like a pearl. They just chant holy name and they don't have to go through all these stuffs. And he says that we keep performing so many yajnas, it's just like a prostitute. Whereas this person, they just chant holy name. They are like a chaste to their spiritual master, to the scriptures. Now they don't have to spend so many learning so many procedures of yajnas and performing those yajnas. Simply go to the chanting the holy name of the Lord. And afterwards, like, we perform so many activities and we desire happiness after that. And if the happiness doesn't come, either we become upset, we speak some harsh words to other people, or sometimes we don't get satisfaction, then we fast. Whereas these people, those who are low-born people, they always think themselves as fallen. So whatever comes, they remain happy with that. So he says, why I take the hand of Dhanurdhar? Because I think all these things and I feel myself purified while touching the hands of Dhanurdhar. He says, unless and until you understand all these principles, there is no way you will go back to the spiritual world. And then he says that that's why you find in Ramayana, Lord Ram was so close to Vibhishan. He gave so much love and affection to Vibhishan. Then there were monkeys. What was their birth? What was their qualification? They were simply ready to do what Lord Ram wants to do. Their life was meant for pleasure of Lord Ram. Then there was a Nishad King Guha. Lord Ram himself went to his palace, stayed with him, accepted all the hospitalities, whatever food that was provided by King Guha, Lord Ram happily accepted and stayed in his kingdom. Similarly, we know Shabri, we know Jatayu. So all these people, they had their birth low-born, but still they got the affection and attention of Lord Ram. Then he said, even in Krishna Leela we find Krishna goes to the house of Vidura and accepts whatever hospitality Vidura gave. He didn't accept the opulent foodstuff offered by Duryodhana. He preferred to simply go to Vidura's house without considering his caste and accept simply banana peels from his hands. So this is how we understand that how the Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given correct principles. And even in Srila Prabhupada and Ramanujacharya, those who are acharyas, they have understood this essence. A qualified disciple immediately grabs the essence of all instructions and he applies. When Srila Prabhupada, when he was staying in Vrindavan, and some Brahmins, they came to meet Srila Prabhupada, and they were discussing with Srila Prabhupada, now you have these foreign disciples, they have foreign birth, they don't have higher birth, are they qualified for deity worship, are they qualified for sannyas? Srila Prabhupada replied, whatever you may say, I know my disciples have one qualification, and that qualification is they are willing to do whatever I say, and I see that is the perfection. So if you see, those people may have higher births, They may know so many scriptures, they may know Sanskrit, they may know so many rituals. But they think, do they have this qualification of having the shelter at the lotus feet of bona fide spiritual master? If you don't have a shelter of lotus feet of bona fide spiritual master, then what is the use of your high birth? What is the use of your knowledge? And what is the use of the scriptures? All these things will not come to your help at the time of death. Whereas no matter what low state a person may be, but if he has a shelter of bona fide spiritual master, if he has accepted the process that is mentioned in this Kali Yuga of chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then they are in bona fide process. As Prabhupada was asked these questions, like many times there would be comparison with the Western people and Indian people. So Prabhupada was saying that maybe the Indian people may be close to Krishna, but they are going towards material sense gratification. That means they are going opposite direction from the Krishna. Whereas you people may be born in the Western families, you may be far away from Krishna, but your direction is towards the Krishna. So it's always beneficial that we are, our life is directed in the right directions rather than going in the wrong directions and ultimately land up in a hell. So we find how Sri Prabhupada very nicely explains in a purport, the cause is you forget about the spiritual existence, you forget about the spiritual knowledge, then you get yourself entangled in material existence, you fall into illusions and go to the lower stages of life. But still you have a chance, though you may be born in any species, no matter what disqualification you have, but please take to the spiritual life, please take to the Krishna consciousness, then you will be elevated to the highest perfection. And all these things will be immaterial. Like once Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they met one of the sannyasis of Madhvacharya. And then he saw all the activities of Srila Prabhupada's disciples. And then he was saying that, given the example of a cow, and he said that if the cow is there, it has got all the things of the cows, it gives milk, it has got horns, all other parts. Maybe it may not have a fleshy neck. So just because that one thing is not there, we don't call that it is not a cow. So similarly, you have all qualifications. Just because you don't have a birth in a Brahmin family, that doesn't mean that you are a low-born people. Now you have to be accepted as a bona fide Vaishnavas because you have all the qualities of a Vaishnavas, and just because that one significant qualification you may not have, that doesn't bar you from being called as a bona fide Vaishnavas. So this principle one has to understand, that many times we try to distinguish in our life or try to judge the people according to different ways, according to their nations or backgrounds. But we always have to remember the instructions that are given by Ramanujacharya. How we have to see from the eyes of a devotee, how we have to see from the eyes of an acharya, how he takes the humble position and grabs the essence of the scripture is to perform devotional service. And anyone who is in the proper process of performing devotional service, he will attain the perfection no matter what disqualification he has. So let's stop here. Is there any questions, comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you very much for the nice discourse. You have covered all the 9 gates of the body and other related things about Ramanujacharya, everything. I feel like asking this question. We have been told to have that ABCD association books, chanting and devotion service, which we are following regularly, sometimes irregularly. Why not add E for that and for grahasthas and earn more and to follow all these 4 these things. Why not we have got some desire to fulfill in that also?
Can you summarize your question?
Usually we say we are following ABCD means association books of and see chanting and devotion service. I feel of adding E to earn more, to satisfy our little desire, whatever it is left with us. And same times we follow all these four principles, ABCD. Is it anything wrong in that?
So the thing is, you have to follow the bona fide process under a proper guidance. Then whatever may be the disqualification, you will come to the perfect stage. As you are a doctor, you will always recommend a patient that you take this medicine, at the same time you follow a certain diet. So similarly, we chant this holy name of the Lord and then follow four regulative principles. So why you follow four regulative principles? The holy name of the Lord is like a medicine that will act properly only if we follow properly four regulative principles. And Srila Prabhupada would give initiations. He would tell all his disciples that at least chant 16 rounds and avoid all the 10 offenses while chanting the holy name. So one of the offenses of chanting the holy name is that you chant the holy name of the Lord at the same time keep the material attachments within your heart. Then you cannot progress further. So it's our fault that we don't get the process seriously. Now, if you want a log of wood to burn properly, you have to keep that wood dry. If you don't keep the wood dry and if you put the water of sense gratification on it, the burning process will take time. So whole thing boils down to the sincerity of a person. If a person is sincere, then definitely he will get a proper guidance and he will attain the perfection. So the thing is, the process is potent. It's just up to us whether we want to, how much we want to take it. He says that why we can't progress, because we are holding to the Maya. The moment we decide to leave Maya, we'll be free. So there may be so many attractions that we may have, but who has the fault that we also set the fault because we are holding it to that. The moment we get that realization, so how we get that realization is following this bona fide process. So when you are in this process, then you will get the true understanding to immediately give up this so many attachments. And then this process will work. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्री प्रभुपाद की समवेत भक्त वृंद की